You're listening to 90.3 KEXP online all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Charlize, host of Audio Oasis, and it's now time for live performance by Navi on KEXP.
We'll be right back.
90.3 KEXP. You're listening to a live performance by Navi. You just heard In Gold, and before that, Polychrome. And both of those songs are from the new album, Omni, which is on Hush Hush Records. Thank you so much, you guys, for coming here.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Omni is such a wonderful album, and I was thinking a lot about it. And I think it means a lot to people who are big fans of you, because you guys were releasing singles for such a long time. And I think that also, for those people who are listening to the station and have discovered you guys on KEXP, it's nice to be able to go back and listen to the singles. And I feel like with Omni, there was a lot of time and patience towards creating the album. Can you guys talk about your creative process with the album and how it came to be?
Yeah. So we actually started writing Omni last April, right after we got back from our second mini tour down the West Coast. And overall, we wrote 20 songs for Omni. So it was pretty heavy, a lot of work up front, and then we ended up cutting it in half because the album is about 11 songs. Is it 11 songs?
Yep.
I don't even remember.
Yep.
So you actually have another album?
Pretty much.
Right, right. But it's not like a fully formed, like there wasn't 20 fully formed songs. There's 20 pretty solid ideas.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Just sketches.
Really. Yeah, yeah. And as like time went on, certain ones just kind of revealed themselves as like, yeah, that's going to work. That one's not going to work. And we seem to agree pretty much on all of them.
Mm-hmm. I think the album is very adventurous, and I think it takes a hold of the listener and creates this chill, sexy vibe time and tells a story while it's happening. It's very nice.
Thanks.
Yeah. So have you guys been a band for about 3 years?
Has it been 3 years already?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, about three
years.
How did Navi come to be? Because I think you guys were doing some other things before the band started.
Yeah, I was in another band, which was completely different from what we're doing here at Navi. It was like more country, like folk rock type of music. We met through a mutual friend, and we just started like emailing each other. I guess from there, just we kind of like met up once in person, and right like the first day that we ever met in person, like we wrote Weekends.
Cool.
Or we worked on Weekends.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We worked on mm-hmm. it. It started off relatively kind of simple and easy, you know. I made playlists, she made playlists. We kind of mm-hmm. tried to get to understand where each other was coming from.
Yeah.
And I just tried to like have the stuff that I was making at the time just kind of fall in line with the aesthetic that she was really looking for. And at the same time, she was introducing me to styles of music that I hadn't come across yet. So it was a fun time because it was expanding my horizons quite a bit. And it helped me grow quite a bit. Just mm-hmm. the very initial first 6 months of us even meeting each other and working on music was really fun as far as like just an expansion for me.
Yeah. Likewise.
So if you were, Kristen, if you were coming from this country background, and Brad, I guess I just want to know, like, what were your playlists like? Like, what were you guys introducing each other to?
A lot of Purity Ring, right? Back in 2013. I think that's mm-hmm. when their album mm-hmm. came out. Mm-hmm. What else?
Yeah, I think that we were both, like, trying to, like, come from... We were both trying to get towards like the same aesthetic. We were just going about it in different ways.
Yeah.
So she was showing me Purity Ring for the first time, mm-hmm. but I was showing her Massive Attack for the first time. And we were both kind of,
it's good. You know, like similar vibe.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Yeah. So we were both like we were both thinking like, yeah, we want to do electronic. We want it to be like probably a little bit more moody, stuff like that. And it was just like, she had this whole body of music that she was into that was doing it, that was like speaking to that. And I had just a difference. So that's why it was so fun early on.
Yeah. Well, Kristen, your voice is very special. And it,
thank you.
It works very well with what you guys are doing. And I wanted to ask, what is the creative process for writing the songs and developing them? Like, what do you guys do?
It's super collaborative. So again, we start with like a playlist, you know, we'll drop songs that we feel inspired by, songs that we really like. And then from there, you know, it starts off with Brad. He'll put together a beat or, you know, sketches of a beat. And, you know, we collaborate every step of the process, the songwriting, you know, finding melodies, we do that together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, no, I think that's, I would say it's like way more collaborative than I think probably people would imagine from the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. I think people are probably used to like the dynamic, well, she must sing and that's it, and I must mm-hmm. program and that's it. But honestly, you know, we there's no real like kind of boundaries with the way that we work, and you know, it's just a very truly collaborative thing.
Yeah.
Nothing gets out the door without each of us step by step mm-hmm. having a fingerprint on it.
So, recording Omni, how did you guys do it? Did you guys do it any place special? Did you guys take care of the recording process?
No. We my thoughts on recording, I don't really have much of like a thing for, let's go book this room and like let's set the lights low and you know like let's get into the vibe. That's not my style at all. Like I want to be able to pack it up in a duffel bag. We do it at like a kitchen table. Like we do it, you know, sitting on the couch yeah. with like the laptop sitting on like the table in
and
front
me
of you.
Holding like both microphones.
Yeah, no microphone booths, none mm-hmm. of that stuff. I'll just clean it all up and post. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
I prefer it just be
as easy as possible.
Yeah, just chill, you know.
Yeah, and how long did it take? You guys were like on a couch?
Yeah, on Brad's couch.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
kitchen table. I mean, just
at
chill.
Each other's like apartments, pretty
yeah.
much. Is
yeah,
where
just
we
hanging
were,
around.
We did
your
everything.
Pajamas?
No.
It Not was Brad, just, but me. Yes.
Yeah. yeah.
I think that's very comfortable.
Yeah.
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 It was.
Sometimes I put my like controller in my bed and my laptop mm-hmm. and I DJ from bed. Yes. I probably shouldn't have revealed that, but like, I just like, sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, I just don't want to stand up. I just want to like, mm-hmm. and my cat sits next to me. Mm-hmm. It's really great.
Yeah. I think yeah. that's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep. Yeah. We even practice at our, you know, in our, we don't have a practice space. We practice at each other's apartments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so how long did it take to finish the album?
We finished it with it in early January, and a lot of the songs were done, you know, several months prior, and some of the songs were done, like we just worked on them all the way up until like the very last possible second that we could keep on working on
yeah.
it. So yeah, pretty much the entire time, yeah. that we had, it was like we were constantly working on it, and a lot of it just came together at the very end.
Well, it's definitely, like I said, it's a wonderful album. And I remember the first time that I met you guys, I was really excited about maybe you guys doing remixes. And DJ AO did a remix of the song that you guys are about to perform, which is What Reason Do We Need? But you guys still haven't done any remixes.
Not yet.
We haven't been asked.
Yeah.
So.
Well, here's the call out. Navi okay. will do a remix for you guys okay. if you okay. ask. Awesome. Well, let's hear some more music. You're listening to Navi live on KEXP.
Thank you.
listening to live music by Navi here on Audio Oasis on KEXP. You just heard Close. And What Reason Do We Need? Both of those are from the new album Omni as well. So you guys have Capitol Hill Block Party coming up.
We do.
That is next week.
Yeah, super excited.
You guys will be playing the Red Bull stage on Sunday, July 24th. And is there anything else that you guys have coming up? Tour? Music videos?
We do have a music video that we're going to release for Close, actually.
Awesome.
Yeah. Not sure when that's going to happen, but someday soon.
Yeah, awesome. It's pretty much done. So. Yeah.
Any secrets you can share about what it's going to look like?
It's probably going to... I've been working with like some color gels and stuff, like some of the lighting that you have in here. Mm-hmm. I've been working with that sort of stuff lately. So we got a couple of shots that are going to be kind of experimenting with some of that look and stuff.
Nice.
But yeah, really, just doing the best we can, pretty much, is I think what it'll look like.
Yeah, we were doing everything on our own,
Navi is full of time and patience.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
So wonderful from start to finish.
Yeah,
it is one of my favorites of the year.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
It's awesome. Pretty special to have you guys here today.
Cool, appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the coolest thing. Thank you.
Yes. You just heard live music by Navi here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.